Freedom for the First Time, a slave's narrative from the Civil War.
Prologue.
There were 4 million of us living as slaves when Abraham Lincoln became president.
We endured hard lives in fear of our masters.
But we remained every hopeful that one day would be our day of jubilee.
The day we know freedom for the first time.
The day we'd be free to tell our stories.
Our stories are called slave narratives.
And this here is one of them. Scene 1, Sister Goes to the Big House, 1862. I remember the day they came and took my little sister away. We just come dragging in from the cotton when old Mrs. and her sons come riding up in a car.
Old Mrs. Bean needing more help in the big house, someone to make the beds and sweep the floors and such.
Now you bring all your little girls up here and let us have a look at them.
We didn't know much about the going down inside the big house. We worked in the fields and lived in the slave quarters for near a mile away. We just knew that whenever one of our kin went to work up there, we most never saw him again.
How about this one, Mother?
Mama started shaking when Marscraft told me.
Too old. I want a young one I can raise up respectfully.
But when old Missus set her eyes on my baby sister, Mama cried out.
Please don't take her, ma'am. Ma'am, she's too young to be living away from her family.
I swear, I thought old Missus' eyes got steely cold.
What's your name, young lady?
Sarah.
No, you say my name is Sarah, ma'am. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a good girl. We'll take this one, son.
At this, Mama burst into tears.
Please don't take her, ma'am. She's my baby. My baby girl. Please don't, ma'am.
It was something terrible to see my mama bawling like that, but old Mrs. paid her no mind.
Put her in the wagon, sons. I'll have her behave in no time.
Please, no.
We'd lost kin before, especially on selling off days, but losing Sarah hurt on Mama worse than usual. Just about every day, I hear her out in the cotton crying all soft and low. And when the sun would go down and we'd be walking back, I'd see her looking in the direction of the big house, trying to catch a glimpse of her baby.
Scene 2, Back Before Breakfast, 1863.
I remember the day old Mrs. Sons went off to the war. It was a year later, but Mama was still hanging her head.
That Yankee President Lincoln says we have to turn you out or go to war.
There ain't nothing worse than being turned out.
Nothing to eat and no way of getting by.
Old Missus say we won't do that to you. We won't turn you out without a fight.
So we're going off to win them Yankees.
But don't be getting no funny ideas about running off or cussing an uproar.
Because we'll be back before breakfast.
And don't be getting no funny ideas about joining up with them either.
Because them Yankees are mean-spirited dogs.
They just as soon beat you as look at you.
Moss, I'll help you fight them Yankees. Let me go with you.
That's mighty loyal of you, Whit. But you and Big Jim and George and you others, we need you to stay behind and protect the old missus and the plantation.
Any of those Yankees come around, you do what you have to do.
As they rode off, we were hooting and shouting for him.
You whip them Yankees for us, Moss.
Whoopee, we'll see you in the morning, masters.
But Mama, she just stared off toward the big house. Scene 3, They Bleed Just Like Us, 1863. I remember the day my brother escaped to freedom. What about the war had gotten around quickly? Most of us believed what the masters had told us. But not Mama. We were in the shack that night talking about it.
I hear tell this Lincoln isn't working to turn us out. He aims to set us free.
Even if that's true, what chance do they got against men like old Mrs. Sons? You know they can't be killed.
They bleed red, just like us.
I hear there's no stopping this Confederate army they're joining. We'll put down those Yankees mighty quick.
Mama sat by the fire, hanging her head, but she was listening all the while.
Way I see it, we can stay here inside with old Mrs. We can make a run for it while her sons are off fighting. Me, I'm going north to join up with them Yankees.
You heard, Mars. They'll be back before breakfast.
And if they find you missing, you'll know the whip for sure.
No, we all better just stick with old Missus.
Mama didn't say much anymore, so it was surprising to suddenly hear her voice. She spoke low and sad-like, but it comes straight from her heart.
You go on, Walter. Go fight. If every son of a black mother would throw down his rake and shovel to fight for his own freedom, this war would be already over.
Mama's right. It's time we throw down the shovel.
Hallelujah's gonna break out. You wait and see. The day of Jubilee is coming. Folks will be singing and shouting all over.
Sweet Walter threw down his shovel that night, but Mama went back to hanging her head and crying softly.
Scene 4, A Band of Angels, 1865.
I remember the day we met our deliverer. I was in the yard tending the chickens with my aunt. A couple years had passed since Walter left, but the war was still going on, far as we knew.
Look there, Aunt Gert. What's all that ruckus coming up the road?
You don't suppose it's old Mrs. Sun's finally coming back from the war after all this time?
Rufus has come and gone 1,000 times. I took him for lost.
But it wasn't old Mrs. Sun's. It was a troop of Union soldiers. They were led by a man of horseback, and he stepped right in front of us.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
He tipped his fancy blue hat and asked for directions. Gert pointed up on the ridge.
Thank you, madam. What's your name?
It's Gert. Gertrude Hobbs.
And who's this young lady?
Why, this is my niece, Tyree.
Then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a coin.
Well, you sure have a hard-working niece there. Buy her something special with this. Good day, Mrs. Hobbs.
Now, what do you think of that? He called me Miss Hobbs.
As the company went marching by, we were dumbstruck by the sight of colored men in their uniform bringing up the rear. They were like a band of angels.
Look, Gert, ain't that sweet Walter?
Walter, that you, Walter?
Sure enough, he stepped out of the troop and came running up to us. He looked plumb wore out, but his face shone with joy.
Walter, where have you been?
We've been fighting for freedom, Tyree, and we won. You're free.
What do you mean? I'm free?
The war is over. Why, that was General Sherman riding by on his horse. Didn't you see him?
How about that? Mosses himself called me Mrs.
We're free? There's no more slavery?
That's right. Hallelujah. We're all free.
Scene 5. Hallelujah is breaking out, 1865. I remember our day of Jubilee, the day we knew freedom for the first time. As I ran toward the fields, I could hear the hallelujah breaking out behind me. But I had to find Mama.
Mama, do you hear it? It's Jubilee. Mama, Walter's back and he says the war is over.
What's that you're saying? Walter's back? The war is over?
It's over, Mama. We're free.
No more of that slavery? No more of that?
No, Mama. It's just like I said. It came and just like that, like you snap your fingers, we's free.
Mama been hanging her head a long time, but she threw down her sack and she marched right out of the cotton field. I know where she was going. She was marching to the big house.
It's just like you said, Mama. Hallelujah. Breaking out all over.
Straightened by her freedom, Mama burst inside. Old Mrs. was sitting on the sofa wondering what became of her sons. Little Sarah was standing nearby, only she weren't so little anymore.
Off we go, Mrs. Not gonna work for you no more. Not me or my baby. Any of my babies. You hear what I'm saying? Off we.
Old Mrs. started boo-hooing and pulling her apron up on her face. I think Mama felt sorry for her a tick, but then she must have remembered that all them days she went without seeing her baby.
You didn't pay no mind to me crying when you took her away from me. Now I'm taking her back.
And she took little Sarah by the hand, and we marched right out of that house, and we ain't never looked back.
Blow the trumpet, blow. It's Jubilee, children.
Hallelujah, it's Jubilee.
I'm Giselle, and I played the narrator.
I'm JoJo, and I played Mama.
I'm Rebecca, and I play Old Mrs.
I'm Alex, and I played Mars 1.
I'm Lance, and I played Uncle Whit and General Sherman.
I'm Kaylee, and I play Tyree.
I'm Leo, and I played Mars, too.
I'm Cole, and I played Sweet Walter.
I'm Lexi, and I play Little Sarah and Aunt Gert.